You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Allow me first to congratulate you on your nomination as chairman of the Group of Governmental Experts on Lethal Autonomous Weapon Systems. We appreciate your preparatory work that sets the tone for productive deliberations on related issues and ideas in the light of technology, military effects, and legal and ethical considerations. The decision of the 2016 Review Conference of the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons to establish a GGE on laws demonstrates the CCW vitality and importance and its orientation towards the newly emerging security challenges and the international humanitarian law. Bulgaria aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union and will make the following remarks from national perspective. We welcome the ongoing debates on lethal autonomous weapon systems and believe that the three informal meetings of experts have established a firm footing towards more structured and result-oriented discussions. It is paramount to expand our knowledge and gain an insight into this sophisticated issue in order to have a better understanding of laws and make substantial progress. Establishing a working definition of laws is needed to properly frame the debate and avoid misperceptions on their scope. It would be appropriate to outline several criteria that a weapon system should meet to be designated as laws. The most important touchstone should be whether the respective weapon system performs its critical function of identifying, intercepting, and attacking a certain target without human control. Another issue of importance concerning laws is the application of international humanitarian law and international human rights law. States should strictly and duly comply with the IHL norms as a whole, and in particular with Article 36 of the Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Convention. They have to guarantee that introduction and control of new weapon systems, methods, and means of warfare are in strict adherence to the IHL rules and requirements. Conducting legal weapons reviews under Article 36 should serve as an essential tool to ensure that use and development of laws is in conformity with IHL. Making information on National 36 procedures and their conclusions available would increase the level of transparency and confidence building. As far as the level of human involvement goes, human supervision plays an important role in the separate phases of deployment of laws. Human control must be exercised in accordance with international humanitarian law. In case of improper or indiscriminate actions by a lethal autonomous weapon system, which leads to an undesirable legal outcome, the responsibility must be maintained by the human operator, the commanders, and the state itself. States' competent authorities in compliance with its powers are deeply involved in the decision-making process and must envisage a weapon system deviation from its proper functioning when one operates in a specific situation. Such an approach will ensure that there is no vacuum in terms of accountability and will make states more cautious and careful in implementing Article 36 procedures and in developing, testing, and using laws. We hope this meeting will be able to agree on recommendations on practical measures such as drafting a guide on legal weapons reviews, sharing best practices, and exchange of information. This would enhance transparency and confidence and provide an opportunity to concentrate efforts on identifying risks and threats posed by laws and on different approaches to tackle them. Thank you.